Random House Audio presents Deeper Than the Dead by Tammy Hoag. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Author's Note. Do you remember 1985? In 1985, I was working at the Bath Boutique in Rochester, Minnesota, selling designer toilet seats and ceramic rabbit toothbrush holders. I was 2 years away from selling my first book, The Trouble with JJ, and 3 years away from its publication. In 1985, Ronald Reagan was in the first year of his second term as President of the United States. Real women wore shoulder pads, permed their hair, and lusted after Tom Selleck and Don Johnson. Cell phones were the size of bricks and had to be carried around in a case with a handle. The Go-Go's disbanded. Madonna was the hot new thing, and Bruce Springsteen was born in the USA. As I began to develop the idea for Deeper Than the Dead, I knew the book would be set in the past. I thought this would be fun. Maybe I would dredge up some nostalgia for leg warmers and heavy metal hair bands, as in Van Halen and Motley Crue. It wasn't until I got into the book that I realized something very inconvenient about 1985. In terms of forensic science and technology, it was the freaking Stone Age. Imagine a sheriff's department without computers on every detective's desk. I can actually remember seeing law enforcement agency wish lists in the late 80s longing for such exotic items as fax machines and photocopiers. Imagine no DNA technology. The first case adjudicated in the United States in which DNA evidence was presented was in 1987.